The Australian Axeman's Hall of Fame, if you haven't been there, it's at Bell's Parade La Trobe. It's a wonderful building and a wonderful complex. It's undergone a major refurbishment recently. Tell us a bit more about it. Someone who figures quite prominently in it is David Foster, President of the Northwest Axeman's Association, multiple world champion. Good morning, David.
Yes, good morning, Martin, and great to be talking to you.
The Axeman's Hall of Fame, it's been there, I think, for maybe 20 or more years. Why the need for a major refurbishment?
Well, there's been a fair few changes there, and I think a lot of people know the history of it all. And so I think that the La Trobe Council needed to do something, and the revamp is very, very good. The ladies that have done it there have done a fantastic job. So yes, it was good to be a part of the refurnishment of it, I suppose.
Yeah, and I guess for the amount of time that it's been there, there's probably been a few more inductions as well. So you've got to keep updating it almost constantly.
That's right, and we were very lucky that there's three more people that have won 8 or more world titles in Sydney. You know, that's the criteria. They keep saying that Sydney Show is the Wimbledon of wood chopping, so to win 8 or more world titles. And I suppose when you look at it, I'm 150 years of wood chopping, and Sydney Show has, I suppose, been going on for over, about 100 years, and I think there's about 15 or 16 people that have done that. So it is a very hard thing to do, like to win 8 or more world titles in Sydney. We had Mitch Hewitt. Unfortunately, Mitch comes from Queensland, but now living in Canada. He he couldn't make it to Sydney this year. Justin Beckett and Lawrence O'Toole Jr. So it was great to have Lawrence O'Toole come over. So that was really good.
Yeah, so with the refurbishment a couple of weeks ago, it was like a relaunch, and I noticed you had some other well-known names there, like Bill Yute, who's been around forever and a day. How wonderful was it to have Bill there? I mean, it would have made his day, I reckon.
Well, to have Bill Yute there was fantastic, but Doug Yute as well. Doug Yute, 94 years of age, and we cut the ribbon and Doug had that honour of doing that, representing all of us legends, and it was really fantastic to be a part of that with Doug Yute. Like, he's in a nursing home, they brought him up, and I'm a real household name of the Yute family, and it was great to see Bill and Doug there at the same time.
What is it with wood chopping that enables people to do it well into their 70s and sometimes beyond? I know you've had to retire competitively because of a back injury, but I'd imagine if it wasn't for that, you'd still be going. But why have we got blokes that still want to chop wood over 70 years of age?
Well, I just think it's great when you think about it. I think,
Oh, I'm not knocking it. I think it's fantastic as well. I'm just asking why.
No, I just think it's just explosive. It's just one of those things I just don't know. But you take Mick Fisher. I think Mick Fisher chopped at the Devonport Regatta, and Mick's 85 years of age.
Wow.
And, it's a real credit to himself and the sport. And, I just don't know. My father-in-law, Henry Munday, he was still chopping at 82 years of age. So I think it's just great. I don't have an answer for it.
It must be good for your health because, these blokes they're still going at that age, and, they can still swing an axe, which is amazing.
Yeah, well, when you see that now we have the veterans wood chopping at most carnivals, and I think we've got about 14 axemen on the northwest coast that are 60 years and over.
Wow!
And these guys are still cutting fantastic. So our sport is actually opening it up, so we can bring. So we do have an event for anybody that wants to chop, really. From a junior to the ladies. you know, to the veterans, so which is fantastic.
Yeah, I think the sport's in a strong place. Of course, it all started here in Tasmania, as you mentioned earlier, on 150 years ago. You wouldn't want the Australian Axeman's Hall of Fame anywhere else than other in Tasmania. It's great to see that it's been refurbished, and we recommend people should go along and have a look at it, David.
Yes, I definitely. What they've done there is that, you know, the other legends that have gone into there, you know, it's got all computerised. You press somebody's name in there, and that write-up will come up on a computer. So, yes, they've done a fantastic job, and I think that it's well worth people going and having a look.
Yeah, it's gone into the digital age. What did Doug Yeard make of all that?
Oh, I think he was pretty impressed, I think. It was a lovely day, actually. You know, sort of listening to some of the stories that Doug was talking about, you know, back in his day, like the world title, like he won the world 15-inch standing block and the tree felling world title on the same day.
Goodness me.
You know, that, and for all the wood choppers of today, even the thought of that, to win the World Championship tree and the 15-inch standing block, two of the hardest events, and he did it on one day, that's an amazing feat.
Yeah, and a worthy inductee into the Hall of Fame. David, thank you for sharing that with us today. I really appreciate it. Thanks for your time this morning.
Mate, anytime. Thanks, mate.